a country torn by bloody civil war, a young man seizes power. In his native tongue, he is called Dracula. This is not the vampire, Count Dracula, but a real historical figure, a Romanian prince.
He was celebrated throughout Christendom for his achievements against the Turks.
Dracula was a warlord who became known all across Europe for both his breathtaking courage and his terrifying cruelty. Known as the Impaler after his favorite means of execution, Dracula is said to have burned, boiled, disemboweled, and tortured his way into the history books. But he also left an enduring legacy, not just in blood, in brick, mortar, and stone. He constructed palaces. He founded the city that was to become his country's capital. He also built one of Eastern Europe's most breathtaking mountaintop castles. Now, with state-of-the-art computer animation, the lost world of Dracula will be brought back to life. Transylvania, a land on the outermost fringes of Europe. It is dominated by sweeping mountains, shrouded in mystery and legend. Today, Transylvania is a region within the Eastern European country of Romania. In the 19th century, the novelist Bram Stoker made it the home of Count Dracula, the world's most famous vampire. But until the 1970s, few readers suspected that he had taken the name from a real-life warlord. The world of the real Dracula was bloodthirsty and treacherous. But even by the horrific standards of his own time, he earned a reputation for barbarity. There are stories that he disemboweled his own pregnant mistress, that he collected 24,000 noses from the corpses of vanquished enemies,